Currently sitting in the studio with me is founder and managing director, I guess, of Turtle Dove Cambridge, Kate Nation. Good afternoon.
Hello, Louise.
It's nice to see you. I must start by telling the listeners that we do, in fact, know one another and have done for many years. But this is the first time we've met up in a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And certainly since Turtle Dove was set up. So I really don't know an awful lot about it, except what we were talking about setting up the interview. So let's start a little with you and your background, because undoubtedly that's played a huge role in kind of establishing Turtle Dove to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't for my experience, then Turtle Dove wouldn't exist as it does today. So it depends how far back you want to go, but in brief, from 18, I won't tell you how old I am now, I have always been involved with work with children and young people. And I actually did a youth work course overseas when I was 18 for a year, got a lot of experience in different cultures, and then ended up, after going to university and looking at various issues, at how different NGOs globally work with whether it's street children or children commonly referred to as at risk, ended up back in Cambridge, because I'm from Cambridge, hence how we know each other, which wasn't on my radar, wasn't on my plan. But I ended up getting some more experience, first of all, with the City Council. Big up to the Children and Young People's Participation Service, who I love dearly and was very fun to work with. And then from then, I ended up working with charity just down the road called Romsey Mill.
Yes, who was our Charity of the Month last month, in fact.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Excellent. Yes, and it was great working for them as well. I was with them for 4 years. I left in 2013, but my role there was very specific, because I'd done a lot of different types of work with children and young people. So I'd worked in housing with homeless young people, and I'd work with children on the autistic spectrum, again in residential units in Southampton. And I actually then ended up focusing my career on working with young women, and young women particularly that are marginalised, that need access to opportunities. And Romsey Mill was a natural fit there. So my role there was young women's development worker. So I worked across Cambridge. I did in school work, whether that's looking at healthy relationships, whether that's out of school positive activities such as dance and music and residentials. It varied a lot. And then out of my experience there with some research, there was actually a small group of young women that got some money in themselves, and they did some research into what young women think are their greatest needs and what they think are some of the best ways to tackle those needs. And it was a unanimous, we surveyed about 35 young women in the programme, and unanimously they said that confidence was one of their biggest issues that they faced, regardless of whether they had financial issues, issues at school, issues at home. They felt, they in their own words, that if they had the confidence to go and tackle these things more effectively, then that would be the first stepping stone. So then we stepped back and said, okay, across the programme we do a lot of different things. Again, talking to the young women, what do you feel has been the most influential, the most having the most impact in your lives? And some of the young women were taking leadership roles at the time. They're only 15, 16 years old, but they were being given positions of responsibility with the summer programme. One managed a cafe, others did some outreach work on parks and recs, delivered activities there with us. And they said it was when they were given positions of responsibility within a team, and that was when they felt their confidence really shot sky high. And so it was like, well, how can we create an environment where we can do this on a more regular basis, when we're saying to young women that might be struggling with their confidence, might not quite know where they're headed in life, that we want to work with you, treat you as an adult and give you positions of responsibility.
I mean, I guess that it's sometimes it's not even so much about having that leadership role, it's about the fact that you've been asked to have it, that it's kind of like someone's showing trust in you, we believe in you, you can do this, and that's where the confidence is coming from, not necessarily from the role itself.
That is absolutely spot on, and even when you said that, I could see one of the girls' faces where she, the shock of, you trust me, am I really allowed to do this, was so visible. It brought that memory back quite strongly.
I suppose the thing is, though, I mean, we've in a way, we've kind of all had that experience, because when we are growing up and our parents say to us, you can go off into Cambridge by yourself or whatever, it's that first, it's like, oh, you know, I'm trusted to do it and go and all the rest of it. And there is a confidence in that. So let's go on then to Turtle Dove itself. Mm-hmm. When was it that you decided, after all of that experience that you gathered over the years, that you wanted to kind of set out on your own and set Turtle Dove up?
Well, I will add in quickly that initially it wasn't by myself. So it actually was with somebody I worked with at the County Council. They were in school support at the time, and we worked very well together, and particularly with, obviously, I was working with young women. That's the focus of our work together. And so we kind of got our heads together and said, how can we take this work further? What do we think we could do? And then we piloted this idea of giving young women leadership and responsibility, and specifically within a team. And it was in 2013, so it feels a long time ago now, whilst I was actually still in my role at Rumsey Mill. And it was at the Box Cafe down Norfolk Street, and Ozzy, who runs the cafe there, hosted us, was fantastic. And we had a community event in half term, which was titled Cambridge Meets Brazil. And the focus of that, there was a reason for that, is that I did a course and I used to work and volunteer over in Brazil. And we'd also been given a donation to go back to the organisation I worked with over there to take a small team over. So we wanted to highlight the fact that we were going back to this charity, what they did, try and raise some money for them, as well as involving the young women in the process. So it was thankfully a really sunny day, as we know they are few and far between in England, sadly, at the moment, and even back then. And we had samba drumming, we had carnival mask making. We had Neji, who runs Brazilian market stores. She used to have a cafe on Mill Road as well, donated some Brazilian snacks and drinks, raising awareness of the charity itself, so different kind of information stalls and photos and stuff. And there were 10 young women that engaged, and the outcomes, again, you know, some of these girls we'd worked with for maybe a year and a half. And then the things they were saying to us about what they got out of this one event, and they promoted it as well. So we flyered around town, and so they're involved in that aspect of it, not just turning up on the day. Was fantastic. You know, they felt they could go, they had experience to put on their CV, they could walk into a shop and give their CV, in which some of them actually said they would never have had the confidence, or they felt they would have never had the confidence to do that before. So as much as this seemed to work, we were like, this is great, but how on earth is this going to be financially viable? Because we weren't charging, you can't charge for a family fun day in half term lots of money. That would defeat the object of having it accessible. So then it was from then us leaving our jobs and getting some support, particularly business support, that it took, I'd say, about a year to about June 14 till we kind of have now what is the package of Turtle Dove, where actually people employ us as an organisation to support their already existing events. So these vary from charity fundraisers, and they've got a budget to, say, for example, have a film launch for work they've been doing, and they've got a budget for that party and for the exposure of that work. They will include us in that to serve the drinks, to host the guests, to help them set up and clear down and go home, to private parties. We did a lovely, lovely, beautiful party recently for a family in Coton. It was a very special occasion for various reasons, and it was an afternoon tea, and again we served the tea. And
so explain then what Turtle Dove actually is, because we've talked about who's involved with it, but what is Turtle Dove? What does it do primarily?
So it primarily exists to offer young women 15 to 23 work experience opportunities at events across the city.
But what's the role of Turtle Dove, if you see what I'm saying? So is it catering? Is
that, so no. And
right,
that's where people get confused.
Ah, right.
So good question. And it's okay if people do contact us for catering, because we've got lots of links locally. But we're service, if you like, that events assistance. And it's not like we are event planners, because people usually already have their events in the pipeline, but they want some help on the day. So we assist at people's events, which more and more, again, that was one of our first customers, was my old boss from the City Council, who works in Trumpington. And she said, Kate, I don't want to be running around like a headless chicken with all my volunteer groups from Trumpington. I want to be able to engage with them, facilitate the event, and I want to know that they're being looked after, and I know that you and your girls will do a good job. So she was one of the first customers to get us in.
Right. Okay. See, this is why I asked the question, because I have seen pictures and I see, you know, the various kind of postings, which are of cakes and various things. So my assumption was that it was catering, but obviously this is kind of just teamwork and freeing up the organisers to actually look after their guests and host their guests whilst the busying, if you like, is done by somebody else.
Yeah. And we also can help with sourcing catering and catering requirements. And we also do have vintage china hire, which is very popular. Yeah. There's a lot of afternoon tea themed weddings and parties. But yes, we do have obviously preferred providers in regards to catering. So at times we can help out with that.
So why the name Turtle Dove? What's that about?
Very good question. So going way, way back again to 2013, we sat with a number of the girls that had been involved and brainstormed. I can remember again, it was again down Norfolk Street, and said, what do you think as young women would kind of capture what we do? And they said, well, it's for girls specifically. And, you know, there's reasoning behind that as well. But we don't want it to be too girly, too flouncy. And we want it to be kind of professional, but obviously we're still, you know, a social enterprise. And it was actually, we looked at language and we looked at how a lot of language referring to women can be quite derogatory in comparison to men. And then we came onto the conversation of birds, and they said, oh, girls often can be referred to as birds, but, you know, that in a derogatory term. But actually, birds are beautiful and there's so many varieties of them. And so then we started looking at different bird names, and none fit for ages, quite funny some of them, until me and the co-founder came across Turtle Dove, and it just seemed to work, it just seemed to fit. And so we went back to the girls and they're like, oh yeah, there was a unanimous kind of that sounds really good. It's kind of, you know, it's not too in your face, it's quite soft. But also when we looked into the birds, and the nature of the birds is significant in that there is a strong friendship, there's a strong pairing between the birds, and that is something we wanted to replicate within the team. We wanted to be an encouraging environment where they feel that, you know, you don't necessarily have to be good friends, but there's a good bond in the team where they feel like they're being supported and encouraged, particularly by the youth workers and their peers. And also they're very shy, retiring birds, which a lot of the girls that we work with,
You give them that confidence, very much
start
like
off
that,
and that's why we exist as a platform to say, we believe in you. Yes, you may feel anxious, you may feel shy,
but we're a launch pad
precisely
for
that can
off,
change yeah. and it does very dramatically, even within, you know, one or two events. There's a noticeable difference.
Right, so what are some of the challenges that you face and some of the lessons that you've learned along the way as well? Because undoubtedly you're going to have come across lots of situations where it's been problematic or difficult to get things up and running.
Yeah, I mean, where do you start? How long have we
got? Give one or two examples.
Yeah. So I'll just personally talk about kind of my personal background, because as I said, I've had a lot of different experience and different organisations. However, I'm not a fundraiser, and I did have a tiny bit of business background actually with an education centre here that was effectively a business, but I've had to learn very quickly how to fundraise and we're part business, part charity, effectively, hence social enterprise. So that has been a steep learning curve, but I've really enjoyed it. I'm not going to say it's not going to be a struggle, because for other people that may have a background in charity fundraising, for them they could quite easily go into writing big bids and getting lots of money. And, you know, we started on a pittance, and our turnover is still extremely small, but we've grown within the last 3 years in kind of, you know, in a way I wouldn't have imagined. And it's been largely thanks to also local funders believing in us and backing us, and promoting us, which has been really encouraging. So I had an interview a while ago from the Cambridge Judge Business School, and effectively, in kinder words, they said, why haven't you failed? Because small businesses of your nature, because of obviously the fragility of it, should fail within a year. And I literally hadn't thought about it till then. I kind of stepped back in my mind and I thought, it's because people have championed us. They've believed in what we do, and they want to see young women succeed, and they see the purpose in it. So if it wasn't for the local community of Cambridgeshire and people like the Cambridge Community Foundation, then we probably would have failed, and people passing business on and recommendations. And it's you know, it's still got a very long way to go, but and it has been a challenge. but it's good that we've got this far.
Yeah, but picking up on something that you said, and we'll do the travelling just a moment and come back to you, but actually sometimes it's through the process of recommendation that can build a business far better than any advertising, any kind of media, whatever. Reputation, when someone recommends you, that can, in its way, kind of power up and stir up more emotion than anything else. Back with my guest here, Kate Nation. And of course, she's not alone either, because she set up this charity, Turtle Dove, well, social enterprise, let's call it, Turtle Dove Cambridge, which is about working together as a team. So going back to what we were talking about, we know who make up the team. So one of my questions was, do they have to have any previous experience? Well, we've kind of already suggested no, that isn't. In fact, it's more about giving them the experience, isn't it, so that they can move on.
Yeah, precisely. And team wise on the ground, I have worked pretty much every event. Maybe there's been one or two that a staff member has when I haven't had to be there, and then we have a bank of three event staff as well, and they all have youth work background and coincidentally catering and hospitality background, which is fantastic. So yeah, they're great, really encouraging, really fun people to work with. And we also do have some volunteering opportunities, so we've had a couple of people that have become event volunteers, and for various reasons they've wanted to get experience or give something back to the community, and again have been an asset to work with. And yes, the girls, no, they absolutely, the point being, they don't get the opportunity to get work experience, and that keeps coming through time and time again when I talk with them, that they're like, well, I don't have anything to put on my CV, you know, I don't get a work experience opportunity. And some may get a bit through school, but not kind of consistent, where they can come back and try different events with very different settings. And that's one thing that I feel is very different about the work that we do, is that they get experience of lots of different environments in Cambridge. And some love a really manic, high energy wedding, and some people really like the small intimate events with a charity where they're learning something about excuse me, adults that live with disabilities, or various.
It's the catch 22 situation where you need to get the experience, but no one wants to take you on because you haven't got the experience, and then you kind of find yourself kind of in this, oh well, what do I do then? Actually, Turtle Dove is providing that. So we were talking whilst the track was on. You are linked up with a catering company.
Yes.
And also something to do with old people as well.
Oh, yes. So hence the kind of grants, and I'll start there, charity side of thing, is that we have done a fair amount of events and workshops with older people in Cambridge. So that could be, for example, we've done quite a lot of work with Ditchburn Place, just down the road on Mill Road. St Martin's Day Centre, I won't name them all because there's loads. And what the girls do there with us is they host, it might be an afternoon tea, it might be an art workshop, but again, they're getting a lot of experience engaging with older people, some of whom have dementia. So we do run information sessions for the girls on dementia. So, I mean, that's fantastic experience for them. And then, yes, catering-wise, we always have had a good relationship with Winter Comforts Food for Food social enterprise. They work with the homeless, offering them employment, fantastic sandwiches, fantastic cakes. And we also are joining up with the Rather Good Catering Company in Cambridge, who, again, we've worked with on and off since the beginning. They've been a real advocate of our work and do a lot of the catering that Winter Comfort can't, because they do more bespoke catering, Rather Good Catering Company, do. And they've worked with us where they provided Cambodian food for a fundraiser for a charity.
So it's a nice way of linking up actually different enterprises around the city as well, so really making it a wholesome thing. So we are going to have to wrap this up, which is sad because we could talk for ages, but do you want to just give the details of Turtle Dove and, you know, the websites, contacts, all those sorts of things, that where people can find out more?
Sure. So if you are on social media, then our handle on Twitter is at TD Cambridge, and Facebook, it's simply Turtle Dove Cambridge, all one word. Our website is currently down, and we're looking to launch a new website soon, hence how we've done so well in word of mouth recommendations, and simply it's just turtledovecambridge.com. And my number that will come through to me is 07902851151.
Fantastic. It's lovely to see you because we haven't seen each other for years, and also to find out what you've been up to over the past few years as well. So that is Kate Nation, and the charity, or the social enterprise, I keep calling it a charity, social enterprise is Turtle Dove Cambridge. And presumably, if you have an event going on, do get in touch with them. They would love your business, really. And you can support a really great great social enterprise there, helping young women to build up their confidence and to, you know, make their own furrow in the world, so to speak. Okay, taking